This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's B. Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. Flea on the base right there. Commander's schedule came out last night. I think it's pretty damn good. Now, they're playing tougher competition, but that's just because this is not a first-place schedule. For all the people I've seen that on Twitter, I hate to break this to you, but they didn't come in first place. The Eagles did. The reason their schedule is so much harder is because they just happened to be in the rotation this year against the AFC West and the NFC North. And frankly, I think those two divisions will be really good for some time. But I think there's not a killer stretch of, like, three roadies or a short, like consecutive short weeks. I think it's really pretty fair. I'm curious what folks think. I'm going to start with my man Jonesy is on the line. Jonesy, what do you think of the Commander's schedule, man?
What's going on, JP? How you feeling, man? You and Lance feel rolling?
Yeah, hey, we're chilling, man.
Hey, it's cool. It's cool, man. Love it. Thank you, y'all, man. I don't believe that schedule is as hard as it was, more challenging than it was last year. I think it's a doable schedule, in my personal opinion. It's just pretty much catching teams at the right times when they're down, rather than them catching us when we're down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Last year was really pretty. It's hard to get a better schedule than last year. Dude, From October 1 till mid-December, they didn't have to get on an airplane. Like, the furthest they went was New York.
Yep.
This year is a lot more travel.
Oh, my God. Second week, we're going to Green Bay, and we turn around, and we're going somewhere else. Oh, my God. So, you know, and then the time schedule. We had a lot of 1 o'clock games last year. That's not the case this year. We got more 4:15.
Oh, yeah.
We got some night games. We got a Monday nighter, a Thursday nighter. I mean, man, we're all over the place with it. We even got a morning game, Madrid. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be fun. They're a hot ticket, Jonesy. Thank you for the call, brother.
My man.
All right, take care, man. They are undeniably a hot ticket. People want to see the Washington Commanders. They want to see the burgundy and gold. I believe this is Devon in Rockville. What's up, D? What do you think of the schedule?
What's up, JP? What's up, B. Mitch? You know,
B. Mitch is in Seattle playing golf. You're only saying hi to me.
Oh, my bad, my bad. You know, I'm so used to it. I forgot he is on his golfing trip.
All good.
So we're gonna put the spotlight on JP. What's up, JP? It's your show today, baby.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, hey. So I think the schedule, like Jonesy just said, man. We got a good team now, so that schedule, looking at it, like, I like our chances versus everybody that we play. Of course, we're not going to go 17-0, but, you know, I like our chances versus everybody that we play. I just love the fact that
we're getting national love now. Like, we're not being denied, and we got five national games, and a lot of our games is prime time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like we have the coaches, the players in line that's ready to embrace this and show that last year wasn't a fluke. Like, we here to stay, baby.
I'm with you, man. It's going to be fun. Thanks for the call, dude. Good to hear from you.
We are talking Commander schedule release here on 106.7 The Fan.
I never thought you would just do a straight, like, rejoin there. Sorry, I had to cough.
Yeah, JP was There's basically dying.
I can't really lean on White Brian. The kid's a mute.
No.
Brian's playing Seattle. Jeff is working from home. I got something in my throat. Pause. What are your thoughts on the schedule, Landini? Just overall.
I like it. I like that they have, you know, I've been saying I like they have more national games because I'm not embarrassed for them to be playing nationally anymore. You know, it 5 years ago when they were in a game that you knew everybody who liked football was going to be watching, it was just going to, we were just going to get clowned on endlessly for whatever happened. Something would go wrong. Something would be disastrous, embarrassing. And that's just not the case anymore. They're a competent team. We have a good quarterback. We have just everything with the team, with the organization is done well, and people seem to have respect for us. And we're going out there and kind of changing the perception of the team. I think they still need to do that somewhat, from, you know, laughing stock, punching bag, to this is a serious organization. And when you see them on the schedule, you should expect to get your ass kicked.
I mean, DQ says it all the time. Anybody, anywhere, anytime. You know what they are not worried about? Playing back-to-back roadies. Because they're going to practice and get ready to kick somebody's ass. Let's go to our guy, Drew. What's up, Drew? How are you, pal?
Hey, JP. I'm doing good. And so this is a great time of year. I love it. I got three kind of quick comments for you.
Okay.
One on the opponents. You know, I know we got to play two hard divisions, but so do the Cowboys, Eagles, and Giants.
Yeah,
so totally. I think my takeaway of that is winning a division is important because the wild card probably gets harder. But look, we're sitting here going, how do we get in the playoffs this year? So I think it's
awesome. Drew, let me ask you something. Why does the wild card get harder?
Well, because our win total might be less.
Right, but the teams that were in the wild card last year were in the NFC North, right, besides Washington. You had the Packers and the Vikes. Like, they also have to play the Eagles and the Cowboys. I think all that kind of comes out in the wash is all I'm saying.
I agree. And that kind of fits into the next one in terms of coming out in the wash. The non-Sunday games, right? The large number of non-Sunday games. I think you're exactly right that, unlike Rooster, I'm not going to complain about a specific game. I think the puts and takes even out. My concern is kind of just the rhythm overall, right? How many, you don't get the Mondays this, Tuesdays this, Wednesdays this, Thursday this, week to week. And over the course of a long season, that might be an issue, right?
Yeah, so, dude, so you are, I've done this a while, being in those locker rooms. When you get to late November, December, it doesn't matter what the schedule is. Everybody's body hurts and they're a little grumpy. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you're winning, the schedule is the schedule and nobody's worried about it. Because
winning's the best medicine is what you're saying.
Dude, 100%. And, like, it's so easy to get caught up in short weeks and all that and, you know, the rhythm of going on the road and then coming home and road and home and road and home. Like, there's a flip side to every complaint. On the short weeks means a long week after. And these dudes, mentally, everybody involved with an NFL season is fully cognizant of the straight-up grind by Thanksgiving. And mentally, you are spent, but you're also in the foxhole, man. And everybody just kind of keeps going. And I think one great thing about Dan Quinn and Adam Peters and what they built over there, this is not an excuse crowd. Like, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares that they got to go to Dallas and to Kansas City because they're flying on private charters and the food's good. You know, like, let's just keep it moving. But I can understand what you're saying for sure, Drew.
Yeah, so you're getting me pumped, JP. And that kind of, the last point I would make is, you know, the first thing I do when I see the schedule is not the win-loss totals for the year. It's travel plans and home tailgate plans. And I want to say
that,
you know,
I believe.
A big thank you, no doubt. And big thank you for last night shouting out about that Bama-Georgia game before the Atlanta game, because we've already locked in those plans. And I heard you say earlier you're looking for a spot. If you want to hang with the Cohen clan, we'll be there, and I can hook you up where you can you're welcome to join us, only because you're a Bama fan and not a Bulldog fan. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said that.
Dude, I may take you up on that. I got to kind of see game time. If it's the Saturday night game, that gets awfully tough with me with everything I have to do Sunday morning and getting back to Atlanta and everything. But we will
just
circle.
So you know, we're going into Atlanta, going to Athens, and coming back from Atlanta and coming back to Atlanta Saturday.
No, even if it's a night game?
Yep.
Okay, now we're talking. I assume your beautiful wife will be driving and not you.
Yeah, we'll work that out. Hey, we got a daughter that goes, and you know, getting four tickets is easier than three, and this way I don't have to necessarily take the boyfriend, so I'm really happy about that.
I am happy to exclude the boyfriend and take his ticket, if that helps. We'll talk about that offline, dude. Let me run. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Lanfield, what game are you most excited for? I think that's kind of an interesting question.
For me, it's the Bears game. The way that these Bears fans have whined and complained about everything that has to do with this team since we went out there and beat them with the Hail Mary, I'm over them. I want to see, what is that, a Monday night or a Sunday night game?
Monday night.
On Monday night, prime time, whole country watching, I just want to see them. I want to see the Commanders destroy the Bears. I want to see them emotionally and mentally wreck the entire city of Chicago. I need it to happen. It's what I'm most looking forward to.
So, Adam Rank, who is a noted Bears fan, has a...
Noted Commanders hater.
He is. Big NFL, big podcast, NFL Network, all that. I know Adam a little bit. He's a good guy. He's funny. He is willing to be the villain to Washington. Like, he kind of has like a pro wrestling mindset. Like, he's willing to act it out, right? He replied to me about the Bears-Commanders game. Oh, I thought that was going to be week one. And I said, you need to come to town for this one. And he replied, I'm sure I'd be welcome with open arms. So, Adam, I will take you under my wing for the weekend, dude. Come to town. The Bears game will be a lot of fun. I would like Jaden to outplay Caleb in that one. Because I want that conversation over. Now, I don't know if you saw this video last night, Lanfield, but it was really, really well done. The folks at NBC4, between Heather Bakari and Kerwin, put together the Commander's schedule video, everything you need to know in 60 seconds. And this was like hardcore snark trolling of other fans. So for the week one matchup, they have the plane flying over the Meadowlands. Mr. Mara, enough. Please fix this dumpster fire. For week two, they have just some weirdo Raider fans, or Packer fans. Week three is pretty funny. They got Caps fans chanting, we want Vegas. Week four for Atlanta, they got little kids making fun of the Dirty Birds. Week five, Harbaugh in L.A., Week six, though, Lanfield, I think particularly you would like. They just have a screen grab of the Bears cornerback that on the Hail Mary was too busy engaging with fans off to the sideline rather than playing, making a play on the football. So if you haven't seen that, I'm going to retweet it. It's hysterical, and you should watch it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Lanfield, give that a retweet from the B. Mitch and Finley account, too, man. It's funny. I enjoyed that. It's also on my Instagram if you want to check it out there. I'm going to squeeze these last two calls in. All right, Rusty, you like the schedule? What do you think?
Yeah, man, I like the schedule. And I just wanted to see. I don't know if you saw what the team did. They did like a roller coaster tycoon, and they trolled the Bears as well when they had Jim Nance doing the call in the background. And when the play happened, the Bears and the Commanders roller coasters are going side by side, and the Bears roller coaster just flies off the tracks, just like
funny.
Their season did.
Yeah, I like it.
So, love the schedule. Obviously, you know, I love week two, getting to go to Green Bay, but I'm right there with you. Kind of took some words out of my mouth with Drew. The Thursday game gives you the mini bye afterwards, you know, kind of not middle of the season, but a little after the middle, you get the long trip to Madrid and then you get the bye afterwards. The Sunday night games, the Monday night games, you know, we're the most rested team of that day. So I like the fact that, yeah, they have a tougher schedule. Oh, and not to mention the gauntlet at the end. If we're going to be the team that we want to be, the fans want us to be, if we're going to be good and sustainable, we have to prove ourselves by playing the best teams. And that's what we have to do at the end of the season by going through that gauntlet and getting ourselves into the playoffs. I'm all about it. And a quick early bleep you to myself. I wish I had never said how much money I spent yesterday, because that got back home and I had some explaining to do.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Rusty, take care, bud. Thanks Later. For the call. Rusty not messing around. Never tell him the full amount, Landfill. You gotta keep some information in your pocket, all right? Speaking of putting something in your pocket, anybody want to go see Breaking Benjamin and Stained? Caller number 10 right now. You win two tickets, 800-636-1067. Wednesday, May 21st at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, check out thefandc.com/events.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You heard Savannah there in the update. Yes, I'm very sorry. We have a short show today. The Nats play a day game, 12:15, first pitch. Landfill's broken up to not work as long today, but we're going to persevere. And to help us do so right now is my friend Scott McBrien, of course, former Maryland quarterback, DC, DMV Hall of Famer. Scotty, what up? Thanks for making time.
JP, thanks for having me, my man. DC Hall of Famer, wow.
I just know you're roughly there, so I just said it.
Yeah. Maybe Bethesda, Maplewood Boys Club Hall of Famer, but that's about it.
Maplewood Boys Club, two-time Washington Post All-Met. That seems legit, right?
Yeah, right. I'll take that.
We'll go with that one. So, dude, I wanted to have you on. Last year, obviously, the Commanders were, like, in the quarterback circuit. They were clearly going to draft a QB with the second overall pick. You and I text all the time, and you gave me your quarterback rankings just as far as last year's class, who you liked, who you didn't. And your rankings ended up looking pretty damn correct. You went Jaden, Bo Nix, and then you really liked Michael Penix also.
Yeah.
Jaden and Bo Nix were absolutely the two best quarterbacks last year. I think Penix showed a ton. Do you have any sort of look ahead for this year's class, not the star-studded group from last year?
Yeah, I do, JP. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to really break these guys down. You know, I'm not in film rooms. I watch them on TV. Obviously, I play the game at a high level. I kind of know what I'm looking at. But just as far as talent, right? I mean, and we're talking the big picture, right? I think they got it right this year. I mean, I love Cam Ward.
I watched him a lot at Miami. I watched the way that, you know, he's able to throw the ball. His arm talent is impressive. I mean, you know, the way that he throws the deep ball is unheard of. He's smooth in the pocket. He can make plays when the rush is upon him. You know, watching him last year, he did make, you know, some mistakes here and there, inconsistent with the ball, some accuracy stuff. But, like, you know, all that's going to come. You know, to me, he reminds me of Lamar Jackson. I mean, he really does. I mean, I think he deserved to go number one overall. The dude can play, and I know the Titans are going to love him when he gets to camp. So he's going to be fun to watch.
Dude, it's crazy. For all the excitement, I've watched a bunch of Miami games just kind of because of him, and I really enjoyed watching him. And he wasn't the conversation in the draft at all. All anybody did was talk about Shador and Travis Hunter and all this other stuff. I think Cam Ward is good, and I'm really excited to watch him play. What's your take on Jackson Dart with the Giants?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I think he's my number two. That's what I said. I mean, this draft, they were pretty on point. I mean, I love Jackson Dart. You know, he's coachable. You know, I watched him on some of those Gruden, the classroom stuff that Gruden does, and he's very impressive. He's smart as hell. Did you see that interview he did with the Giants? I mean, they grilled him for hours on formations and calls and checks and defenses and blitzes. And, dude, he nailed every single one. And that's impressive. Look, I've been in those film rooms before. I've been grilled by quarterback coaches and head coaches before. And that stuff is not easy. Putting you on the spot like that, having to go up to a whiteboard and draw out a formation and call your checks and understand what the defense is doing and knowing where you're going to go with the ball before the ball is even snapped. And he nailed it. So off the jump mentally, that dude is as smart as it gets. And it shows. I mean, he was a high draft pick this year. I mean, he played great last year. And he's really going to be fun to watch. His arm strength, his talent, his ability to make plays outside of the pocket. I mean, the kid can do it all. He does remind me of Bo Nix, man. So I like Jackson Dart, and he's going to be a fun one this year.
I actually like that comp with Nix for him. I thought Sean Payton did a really good job with Bo Nix. It'll be interesting to see if Daboll can do the same. Everybody says that Daboll is his quarterback whisperer, and we haven't really seen it. We're talking with our friend Scott McBrien here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Of course, we remember Scotty leading the Terps to back-to-back bowl wins, now running the McBrien Group, focused on getting high school kids to the right colleges, getting the NIL deals right, doing it the right way, because there's a lot of stuff out there that is not. I got two more. I do want to talk Shador, but I'm trying to make it in order because he was a later pick. What about the kid in New Orleans that might get the starting job? The Tyler, I can't figure out how to say his last name. Shock, whatever. Now that Carr retired, that dude's in the driver's seat.
He is. You know, it's all a matter of putting it on the field, right? I mean, that's another smart kid. I mean, God, it's just like the IQ of these quarterbacks these days, JP, are like, man, I think of what I did back in the day, and I'm like, man, I just played backyard football. I mean, Ralph Friesen cut this playbook in half for me. I mean, in half, because it was that Stan Humphries, you know, San Diego Chargers playbook, and I had to learn that thing, and it was darn near impossible. But for him to cut that thing, I think it was probably even more than half to 25%. It's hard, man. It's easy to do it on a chalkboard. It's easy to do it on a whiteboard. But when the bullets are flying, you got blitzes coming off the edge, and you got Javon Kearse screaming down your neck, and you got to make a read and a throw, that's what separates these quarterbacks. And it's crazy watching all these quarterbacks, you know, in these Gruden sessions and hearing them call plays and seeing how smart these kids are. It's like, man, that is how you play the position at a high level. It's all mental. I mean, all these quarterbacks can throw it 80 yards down the field. All these quarterbacks can put it on a dime, but it's a matter of being smart and putting your offense in a position to succeed when that ball snapped. And if you can do that, man, you got the keys to the Maserati. So yeah, I like him too, man.
And then lastly, Shador.
Shador.
Watching him play football, he's pretty good on the field. And a whole lot of stuff happened outside of that. But what do you think are his chances in Cleveland?
Well, you said it right there. It's Cleveland, right? I mean, does Tom Brady win in Cleveland? I'm not sure. Maybe he does. I don't know. I would have liked to see him go somewhere else other than Cleveland. You know, you're not setting yourself up for success with the Browns. But, you know, to your point, I do think Shador can play. I mean, I've watched him for the last 2 years, and I know he's got talent. And he's got a good coach behind him who's been teaching him for a long time, right? But it's the off-the-field stuff that concerns me. You don't want to be a cancer in the locker room. Not saying that he is, but, you know, we've seen some of the social media posts and we've seen some of the content that they've put out there on Shador. And as a quarterback, man, that is the opposite of who you want to be. You want to be quiet. You talk about Cam Ward not being talked about. You know why? Because he's quiet, man. He's a quiet leader, and that's why he succeeds. So I think if Shador can figure it out off the field, I do think that he's going to be a pretty solid quarterback. You know, he's got all the intangibles. He can throw the ball. He can move outside of the pocket. He's not the fastest quarterback in the world. But at this level, man, you just got to have the right head. And I think if Shador can find a way to kind of buckle down a little bit and be coached off the field, I do think he can have a pretty good NFL career. It's just a matter of figuring all that out. But what worries me is he's in Cleveland, right? We all know how that goes.
Sure.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
Not only in Cleveland, but they draft two quarterbacks after they sign Flacco. I mean, that whole thing just seems like a mess.
Yeah, they're loaded in that meeting room. They have five or six quarterbacks?
Right.
And Dylan Gabriel, they got him too.
And Deshaun Watson is still floating around. Like, I mean, he's hurt. Who the hell knows? You know what I mean?
It's Cleveland, man.
Right. Talking with our friend Scott McBrien here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. Give a follow to the McBrien Group. That is Scott's foundation that's trying to help some of these young kids get to college the right way. I know you're getting these kids where they want to go, Penn State, Syracuse. How are things going with the McBrien Group? I know we got this dinner tonight. I'm fired up to talk to Coach Locks, Madu Williams. It should be cool.
Yeah, no, it's something that's just kind of, you know, evolved over the last 15 years, right? It's really just providing access and resources to help create opportunity, right? I mean, you know, I was fortunate enough to have an opportunity. I didn't have many, but, you know, coming out of high school, I had one opportunity, one offer, and I capitalized on that. But I always think, where would I be today if I didn't have that opportunity, right? Well, I was able to turn that one scholarship offer, that one opportunity, into 30 wins in 3 years and two bowl MVPs, right? But it's like, looking back, if I didn't have a coach like Bill McGregor, if I didn't have a support system, and if I didn't have the resources battling for me to help me get that one opportunity, who knows where the heck I'd be, JP, right? It's more of just, you know, providing the access, providing the resources, and helping create opportunity for these kids, because every kid deserves a shot. It's just about finding that one perfect opportunity to help these kids shine. So, yeah, no, it's been fun. It's been a fun last few years, and, you know, we're only growing from here.
That's awesome, man. I'm looking forward to it. Last thing, you are somebody that played football at a really high level, you know, spent time with the Packers organization, but now you're a dad with little kids, and you try to juggle being a dad. And I know last year with Jaden Daniels how much – My daughters, your kids, like the entire area all of a sudden cares about the burgundy and gold again.
No doubt.
How do you feel about the Christmas game?
You know, I know we were on some text chains, and we've got a few buddies and friends wanting to go down there for Christmas Day. I think it's awesome. I mean, anytime you get the Commanders on TV, national television, on 2 days, Thanksgiving and Christmas, it makes that day so much more special, right? I mean, growing up here as a Washingtonian, rooting for the, you know, the Redskins back in the day, now the Commanders, you know, we lived and died by that team and that franchise. And we lived through some really great years. And, you know, to have a lot of that starting to come back to us with obviously the, you know, the winning season last year and now the stadium coming about and being back in D.C. and having a franchise quarterback at the helm. I mean, it couldn't be a better time to be a Washingtonian. So anytime you got a big game against a big time rival on national television, it's a must see. In some cases it's a must go. So, you know, it makes that day 50 times more special and 50 times more cooler to have the Commanders playing on Christmas Day.
Absolutely, dude. All right. We got to run. We got an early Nats game. I will see you tonight. Thanks for the time, Scotty.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, everybody, check out the McBrien Group Twitter and Instagram. Really cool stuff they're doing there. Thank you to everybody that joined the program today. Thank you to Joe Beninati. Thank you to Scott McBride. Thank you for the folks that called. B and I will do a full schedule review when he's back, which I'm not entirely sure when that is. Tuesday, I think. So it's me and Toby probably Monday. We got to go. Nats baseball coming next. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, White Brian owes you 20 cents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.